Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Construction workers on non-essential sites returned to work today for the first time in 16 weeks. The lockdown shut down construction sites in January, you'll remember, and many have now endured 24 weeks of closure since March of last year. Fergal Keane has been speaking to returning workers today to gauge their reaction to getting back on the job. He was at the New Century House project in Dublin City Centre being undertaken by Flynn Management. There he met first with project manager Michael Ferreter to hear about the return to work.
So it's the old Bank of Ireland building, which is being, I suppose, facade is being redone and it's being repurposed for future office space.
This looks like a huge project.
Yeah, so it's 7 stories, a basement, and 6 stories above the floor. Yeah.
When did you close?
Project started back in July, so we've been affected by 2 lockdowns, I guess. So the most recent started on the 8th of January and just reopened this morning. So it's been a 16-week lockdown since the 8th of January. Yeah. So the project should actually be nearing completion now, whereas we're in reality much further behind that as a result of the lockdowns.
How many weeks were you closed down in total?
In and around 24 weeks, I would say. So 16 weeks is the latest, and then the lockdown towards the end of last year was 8 weeks. So in and around 24 weeks, this project has been affected, I believe.
How does this project survive something like that length of delay?
It's extremely challenging. We rely on subcontractors and other companies on site to do the specialist work. And with industries being opened, such as the other construction industries like home building and even industries in the UK, is extreme pressure on resources as a result. So that's one of our major challenges, is resources to carry out the various tasks and labour. Labour, yeah. Okay. So labour is one of the major challenges of the lockdown in Ireland, is what we would find, is getting labour back to Ireland and back to site after the lockdown.
Is it your experience that people have left the country, specialised people in the construction industry have left?
Yes, so we find that there's certain trades in particular that really, really find that their tradesmen have left Ireland. So the construction industry in the UK didn't close at all, I believe, you know. So there's competition there for labour, and we found that it's difficult to get labour back onto site as a result, I guess.
How are you going to manage that, do you think?
In reality, it will affect the work for the remainder of the project. It will, there's no doubt about it. Just the labour just isn't there for some of the tasks, so they will take a little bit longer.
Dermot Egan from Wicklow. I work for Barrmore Demolition, and we're doing the demolition here on behalf of Flynn Construction.
How long have you been out of work?
Again, the same as what Michael has said there, the first lockdown, we didn't start here till August, but previous to that, other jobs that we were on had started, but we couldn't go to them because they weren't open. So 24 weeks in total, we got closed down here. We were here for a week in January, and then we got closed down running back today, obviously.
How do you manage all that time sitting at home?
Well, me personally, myself, I'd be doing farming and stuff like that as well, and I finish off building a house at home myself, but it's just, it's not much good. You need money to be back in the economy to keep things rolling around the place, you know what I mean? So it is a pressure, and you'd see people that are under pressure at home, like, you know what I mean? And it is on their mental health, it's not good, like, you know what I mean? They need something to be at to keep themselves, there's some sort of sanity.
How did it feel coming back into work today?
Yeah, look, it was welcome to get back, and like Flynn's are here, they're managing COVID the best way they can, and you use your mask and you sanitise, and it's the site here is pretty well set up as regards facilities, canteens and toilets, and there's plenty of hand sanitizer around, so it's a challenge, no doubt, but it is, we're managing.
So my name is Christopher O'Reilly. I'm working with MCR through Flynn Management. We're here in the New Century House, so start back work today. Very grateful to start back today, you know, very grateful.
16 weeks lockdown, how did you find it?
You know, it's been tough, but, you know, thankfully, like, I've 4 young kids at home. Also, I run a charity called the Liberty Super on helping the homeless. So seeing the effects of it from both sides, I've dealt with people on constructions that's living on the streets now, lost their jobs, couldn't pay their rents, foreign nationals. You know, so I've experienced it firsthand with being out of work, but also looking after others that've lost their job and haven't come back to work today, unfortunately, that's being left on the streets because of the lockdown, you know. Since the first lockdown, the COVID's just hit Dublin hard, you know, and especially in construction, all other employees as well, and other sectors, you know. So it's really hard to go to a street, onto a street corner, and to listen to someone sit down and listen to their story. They had a place, you know, the addiction now is alcohol, some of them turned to heroin and stuff like that, you know, and like they were just like, oh, so I'm thankful that I had that to do, you know, and I'm thankful to be able to help these people and very grateful to be back and work today to provide for my family. And, you know, the COVID payment was good, but, you know, again, very grateful to be back today, yeah, really.
Yeah, very glad to be back. That is construction worker Christopher Riley finishing Fergal King's report there. For more on this, let's get some reaction as well to the affordable housing bill brought to Cabinet today. Let's speak to Tom Parlin, who's Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, and also Cian O'Callaghan, who's a Social Democrat spokesperson on housing. Tom and Cian, you're both very welcome to the programme. I'll start with yourself, Tom, because we know that there's been a huge layoff or shutdown of construction sites. Builders are back today with gusto and energy. But I just wonder how we're going to battle or build our way out of this housing crisis. Because I was listening to Minister Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil, the housing minister, this morning. And I think he said we need 33,000 homes a year, but that the shutdown this year could mean that we'd have completions in the region of 12 to 14,000. Would you go along with that assessment?
Well, I think our house builders would believe that they've built about 4,000 houses in the first quarter. So I think there's potential to do between 12 and 14,000 now for the next three quarters. So that could bring it up to maybe 18,000 and maybe with a push 20,000. But it is going to be all hands on deck. We want to make sure that there's no further slowdown or restrictions. I mean, the industry would contend all the time that we did everything right over the last 18 months and that the decision to lock down, there was no sound basis for it. But we are where we are. We're happy to be back. We'll put all the COVID regulations in place and all the work practices in place, I think, to make sure that we do stay open.
But if we get 16,000 houses this year, Tom, whatever the reason for it, and we need, according to the minister, 33,000 homes a year, or if you listen to the likes of Ronan Lyons, 47,000 homes a year for the next 5 years, annually for the next 5 years, we're getting deeper into the crisis, aren't we?
Well, certainly, you know, that's the case. That's what lots of different reports suggest we need, between 33 and 36,000 homes. If we do 18 or 20,000, you know, that's a small drop in the ocean. But, you know, the new legislation about housing affordability, I mean, that's at the heart of all the crisis. If people can't afford to get mortgages for the cost of the houses, they're not going to be built. I believe myself that there is sufficient flexibility and resilience in the industry that if the demand is there for the houses, that they will be built and that we will catch up on those figures. But the availability of mortgages is certainly going to be a challenge.
There's mortgages, but whatever houses are being built as well. You saw the situation in Maynooth, Tom, where almost the whole housing estate was bought by an investment fund. I mean, that can't be right, can it? That's a dysfunctional market, surely.
Yeah, well, obviously, and I don't know the detail of that, but clearly there was an issue in the past. If it hadn't been for those big funds funding the actual development, it wouldn't have happened. And there is quite a scarcity. We know the recent situation with regard to banking availability or funding availability to house builders. It's become very, very restricted with some of the big players leaving the market now. So, you know, those funds are dictating, and clearly there is a market demand for people wanting to rent houses as opposed to apartments, and the funds would appear to be following what is a market demand out there. Mm. But I can't really comment much upon that particular event.
We'll come back to that in just a second. Let me bring in Cian O'Callaghan for a moment, because the affordable housing bill that was brought to Cabinet today, and the target, according to Minister Dara O'Brien, is 6,000 affordable homes over the next 4 years or so, averaging about 1,500 per year of affordable homes. What do you make of that? Is that a reasonable target?
Well, if we go back just to the general election just over a year ago, what the Dara O'Brien promised during that election was about 10,000 direct build affordable homes each year, in addition to about 10,000 direct build social homes. So it's way off what he promised at that time, and it's way off the kind of scale that is needed. The main plank of his affordable housing bill is this shared equity scheme that was lobbied for by Tom's organisation and indeed other developers. And it's a direct import of the scheme in the UK. And that scheme, when it was brought in the UK in the first 4 years, we saw the share prices of the large builders and developers in the UK increase by 230 8%. So I think that shared equity scheme, which we've heard warnings from the central bank, the ESRI, and others, that it will actually push up prices rather
but
than
But in fairness
supply.
To the Minister, he said he's listened to the warnings and he's targeted. He's actually been very specific. This is only 75 million, he says, out of a mortgage book of 11 billion.
Yeah, no, it's actually the 75 million. It's where a lot of the funding on affordable housing is actually going to go. So there's more in this fund than there is, for example, in the Site Services Fund, which, you know, supports direct build by, you know, local authorities or approved housing bodies of affordable housing, and is more cost effective. So it is one of his main planks, and that 75 million I actually think would be better spent, you know, directly supporting, you know, bills by, let's say, not-for-profits like O'Coolan, for example, who are delivering affordable homes at a range between...
Some people, Cian, will say if it delivers 6,000 homes, and the Minister said he's got to ramp it up as well, it could be more, but how bad?
Yeah, so I think the point is the affordability. So the Minister this afternoon, you know, he's announcing price caps on affordable homes, you know, 450,000 in Dublin City and Dunleary, 400,000 in the rest of Dublin, 400,000 in other cities, Cork and Galway, and into Wicklow. And that, I think, is an idea of affordability. I think he's way off the mark. We should be looking at, as are being built now, for example, by O'Coolan, we're seeing homes built between 160,000 and about 260,000 for, you know, three-bed semi-detached. That's the sort of level of affordability that would be within reach for a lot of people, rather than these price caps that the Minister is talking about.
Let me put that to Tom Parlin. First of all, the shared equity scheme, Tom, do you think it'll increase prices?
Well, I think there's pressure on prices to increase because the supply is not happening. We know that in the market, if the supply is not there, prices are going to be under pressure. There are other instances where there's a substantial increase in construction-related raw materials. But I think one of the biggest factors is that about 25% of the working population, about 500,000 middle-income earners, cannot secure a mortgage at the moment, and they're locked out of the market. Mm-hmm. And I think, in fairness to the Minister's proposal, while it's modest with 75 million, it is targeted at 6,000 of those people over the next number of years to help them to get on the mortgage ladder.
What's the point of that if it increases the price even further, as Cian says?
Well, I think the price, there's an unfortunate reality of the price at the moment in that inflation in materials is probably going to cause a maybe 10,000 increase, you know, just at the moment. So that's a price increase that's going to have to be found somewhere.
So they'll increase even further?
Yeah, at the moment, I'd say that's the pressure that's on now. Like, I've just been on a lengthy meeting with my European colleagues, and right across Europe and across the world, steel, bitumen, cement, timber, polyethylenes, all of those are increasing very, very substantially.
Right, so that'll increase the cost of building. So you're saying an increase of what? In the current market, in Dublin and generally in the country, are we looking at a price increase this year of 10%?
Well, maybe not 10%, but I'm saying maybe 10,000 euros a house is the potential increase that is there. Market will determine that, and it will clearly be that whether the builders are able to absorb that into the market, because there's obviously pressure there. If the mortgage seeker can't obtain the mortgage, if the builder can't absorb and hasn't got a margin, he won't be able to fund further developments as we go forward. So there is a price pressure there, and I think the shared equity scheme certainly is going to be a major assistance to thousands of people who are seeking to get on the mortgage ladder at the moment.
So fewer buyers, Cian, raw materials, the cost of raw materials going up, developers paying more because labour has gone abroad or is not available as it was before the lockdown. Prices are going to go up by at least 10,000 per house.
Yeah, and I think in that context, introducing the shared equity scheme, which we know will increase prices further, is a major mistake. We should be heeding the warnings from the central bank and the ESRI on this. They've been very strong on it, that we don't need, when there's already a lot of demand, we don't need measures that increase demand and prices further. So I think it is the wrong approach. We've seen in the UK when this scheme was introduced that it did push up the price of homes for first-time buyers quite substantially, actually, in some areas. There's different parts of England where the homes bought under the scheme were much more expensive than than homes bought without.
Yeah, but in fairness, again, the minister would say you're not comparing like with like here. He's saying it's a far more targeted scheme and that he's taking the account of what the various agencies have said about price inflation. Can I ask you more generally before we finish, Cian, about government targets? And I mentioned Ronan Lyons. I think it was Ronan Lyons who said that we need to be building around 47,000 homes a year for the next 5 years to meet demand and get our way out of this crisis. We're nowhere near that, are we?
So we're way off. Now, I mean, most people would agree that it's somewhere in the region of about 33,000, 35,000 homes are needed for, you know, a period of about 10 years just to cope with the level of demand. Ronan Lyons' figure is a kind of top end in estimations. But we're nowhere near even achieving that. And the minister today said he hopes to achieve, you know, 35,000 homes by the end of his time in government. We need to be hitting those sorts of numbers, you know, quickly. And that's the kind of approach that's needed. So I think there's a certain amount that the, you know, the private sector can do. There's a certain amount that can be done in terms of social homes. But then there's an entire section of delivery of genuinely affordable homes that are needed for people who wouldn't qualify for social housing, wouldn't be able to afford a full market price home either. And that's one of the big gaps that needs to be filled. And a key part of this has got to be tackling the problems of the international investment funds who are buying up a huge amount of homes that first-time buyers will be looking for. For example, that scheme out in Maynooth, there was a high expectation in the local area. People have been saving deposits up for years, were ready to buy. So it's not a question that there wasn't a market of first-time buyers for them. There absolutely was. Mm-hmm. It's that an investment fund came in late in the day buying up homes that were already being built. And that has to be tackled. And that favourable tax treatment that drives investment funds into Ireland, those loopholes need to be shut down. They need to be shut down quickly.
Let me go back to Tom Parlin very briefly on the investments, buying up large chunks of housing estates. Were you, did I hear you correctly or interpret you correctly, Tom? Were you saying that some housing estates wouldn't be built at all or wouldn't get the finance at all if they didn't get an underwriting from investment funds to begin with? Is that right?
I think, Cormac, it is a fact that, you know, over the last 12 months or the last 18 months, if it wasn't for the investment that the investment funds have put into this country, as opposed to our own pillar banks, we wouldn't have the level of housing that we have. That's just a fact of life. They've seen a return on the investment. Money is, international money is obviously very, very cheap. And they have invested here. So it has allowed, I think what the minister is trying to do is trying to bridge that gap. He's trying to assist the private buyer, the people who are working and trying to qualify for a mortgage now with the shared equity scheme. But I suppose the biggest problem of all that we have to look back and say, why would you close down house building industry for 4 months of the year when we have such a crisis,
okay,
when no other jurisdiction across Europe or the world closed down their house building industry?
Okay.
And that's something that the government are going to have to deal with.
Well, that's spilt milk at this stage. Tom Parlin of the CIF and Cian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, thank you very much indeed.